Personal injury, fatigue, pain, and suffering consume time, energy, and expense. Instead of enjoying life's pleasures, more of the day is spent finding ways to ease discomfort. This also shortens the number of constructive hours to accomplish goals. Daily planning helps to gain more control over your time and increase productivity and routine. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this October 19, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is E-S-T-R-A, that's pronounced Estra, and not with an X, it's E-S-T with a T and an S, E-S-T-R-A. My official website is on Blogger under Estra's Blog Tips. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's Blog, on Twitter at Estra's Blog Tips, Estra's TV, and Estra's Radio Show. These are legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person injured in a car accident. Today's topic will be on you and daily planning after a car accident. When a routine can be established and items placed for easy retrieval, the efforts required are less demanding, allowing for peace, rest, and research into getting better. Recovery is the most important issue. A simple designed weekly planner provides peace of mind, organized document retrieval while holding appointment and journal documentation. It doesn't get any easier than this. Also on our program today, personal injury in the news, providing comments on this week's events and the holidays of the coming week. My commentary on you and daily planning after a car accident, things you should know, and last but not least, discussion on the articles related to our topic. A car accident weekly planner aids in decision making by providing easy documentation of what is happening with your situation physically, emotionally, financially, and legally, all in one place. A calendar is an asset in relieving stress when energy is low, with many demands on your time while recovering. Access to appointments, documentation, to-do lists, along with specialized categories inside a planner can make it easier to see where you are and where you need to go. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on you and daily planning after accident. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The after show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook and like us while you're there, or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user, Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week is the conclusion of the U.S. government shutdown for now. In my opinion, it was nice to see President Obama stand his ground in the best interest of the American citizen. In my opinion, in this negotiation, the president was at his best because he pulled no punches, meaning his direct, genuine approach and protection of the American people stood front and center against bullying. Over the last 2 years, many of the rights and privileges of the average person have been lost at the hands of threats and intimidations by congressional members. I hope each of us will vote in 214 and send those people home who are willing to sacrifice America's children, unemployed, government employees, and overall economy for self-interest. Take note, when the consequences get closer to Wall Street, a resolution is found. What about the many Head Start children who will not be able to get ahead? Or food stamp recipients who were hungry before but are now starving? Are you tired of being hungry, losing educational ground, homelessness, joblessness? Then regardless of the cause, find a way to vote in 214.
Otherwise, in my opinion, it will be business as usual. The average person will continue to lose ground. When reductions start with entitlements, they will not start with the Wall Street poor. They will begin with seniors, disabled, poor, and ex-middle class. Change this with your vote. It should not be Democratic or Republican. It should be American. Do not be used as a tool of division when in reality all at the bottom of the pool are losing. Choose to ask for what is fair. Our next notable mention is the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Anyone who has developed a new system realizes that on startup, there will be many adjustments required. In my opinion, the hundreds of thousands of people who've already signed up demonstrate that we are a country wanting health care available for everyone. Debbie Downer has nothing on some of the haters of this system. Let us not kid ourselves. The resistance of this program is about where the dollars go, not the care of the citizens. Yet the citizens do care about each other, and supporting this program is why many, many people will sign up for it. Do not be discouraged by propaganda bombarded daily to influence your decision-making. Common sense should be more common on this issue. Do not be discouraged by propaganda bombarded daily to influence your decision-making. Common sense should become more common on this issue because it is about your health and ability to get care. This is not the time to be intimidated. It is the time to stand up and sign up for what helps you and your family. Glitches in any system takes time to find, fix, and restore, especially once developed on the magnitude of this one. Yet when it is all said and done, many citizens will be healthier, the cost will be less in most cases, and more people will be treated fair and with dignity. For most Americans, this is what it's all about. Again, I recommend people comparing the Medicare Advantage program to the exchange because we all deserve to receive the best deal for our money. Finally, we have an option to do so. Our last notable mention is United Nations Day, which is October 24, 2013. Quote, "This year again, we saw the United Nations come together on armed conflict, human rights, the environment, and many other issues. We continue to show what collective action can do. We can do even more. In a world that is more connected, we must be united. On United Nations Day, let us pledge to live up to our founding ideas and work together for peace, development, and human rights." Quote, this is by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. You can actually find out more information on the United Nations website, which is also listed out on our Facebook. Quote, "UN Day marks the anniversary of the entry into the force in 1945 of the UN Charter with the ratification of this founding document by the majority of its signatories, including the five permanent members of the Security Council, United Nations officially came into being." And what that basically saying, in 1945, the United Nations began. Quote, "October 24th has been celebrated as United Nations Day since 1948. In 1971, the United Nations General Assembly recommended that the day be observed by member states as a public holiday." End quote. We all live in one world, and as human beings deserve the same respect and dignity. The closer this world gets to operating out of fairness and becomes a society of equal opportunity and genuine competition, in my opinion, the better most of us will be, with a few exceptions. Now for our personal injury section. This week's emphasis is on highway traffic collisions. As the colder weather approaches in many areas, and with winter quickly approaching, consider stocking up on the items that might be needed if something goes wrong. Blankets, food, flashlights, and/or candles may start your emergency box. Make sure it's appropriate for your location. Starting early gives time and will be available if needed in the future. Also, leaving more space between the cars in front and back of you allows for additional stop time in case you need to. Black ice or frozen roads may also make it more difficult to stop. Which brings me to the condition of your tires and windshield wipers. Make sure your tires have adequate traction or tread if needed, and windshield wipers have been replaced if poor visibility. Another issue is dealing with surveillance during cold weather. In some cases, driving safely is not their best attribute. Therefore, their actions can and do cause accidents. Try to keep your distance from them and watch out for their tactics that may cause you to be in a collision. Erring on the side of caution is wise while having them surrounding your vehicle. Our next section is called Things You Should Know After a Car Accident. And I'm going to start it by a tweet from Estra's radio show. Quote, insurance and employers have too much power. And it was on the discussion of a court case called Mayer versus Massachusetts General Hospital Long-Term Disability Plan. And it was Deborah Mayer was the plaintiff. It was the plaintiff in appellate court. And Massachusetts General Hospital Long-Term Disability Plan was the defendant. And they were the appellee. Document number is 10-1321, done in the United States Court of Appeals, First Circuit, on December 20th, 2011. I have long said an overhaul of ERISA is overdue. Legislation Congress approved that, in my opinion, favors disability insurance companies and employers, subject the injured to unfair practices and financial ruin. From my perspective, there have been many injured and sick people who face delays, denials, harassment, intimidation due to filing a long-term disability claim, while those this law was written for hide behind this legislation because the consequences for their actions have been removed. Only when ERISA legislation has changed will there be equality for individuals filing a claim under group policies from employers for long-term disability. A review of this case I thought might be helpful for anyone involved in a long-term disability claim. So, as I've mentioned before, it was in the United States Courts of Appeals, First Circuit. It was heard on December 10, 2010, and decided on December 7, 2011. And that was with Robert J. Rosati, with whom ERISA Law Group was on the brief for appellate, and Lori F. Rubin, with whom Prince, Lobo, Glofsky, and Ty was on the brief for the appellees. And they were before Bowden, Lopez, and Howard circuit judges. And I just want to take a moment and highlight some of the portions of the court documents that I think is really important. And I'll discuss why as I go through and also have comments at the end of it. It says, Deborah Mayer, a registered nurse, began work at Massachusetts General Hospital, known as MGH through this, in August 2001. Mayer stopped working in November 2001 and in February 2002 began receiving disability benefits through MGH's long-term disability plan due to chronic abdominal pain and related symptoms. Her physician, although never entirely clear on the cause, attributed her symptoms to chronic pancreatitis, chronic pain syndrome, or fibromyalgia. Over time, joint pain added to her woes, and Mayer received impressive amounts of narcotics to manage her pain, which caused some negative side effects. In February 2007, Liberty Life Assurance Company of Boston, known as Liberty, the plan's claims processor terminated Mayer's benefits. And I wanted to stop here for just a moment. Typically, within 2 years of actually filing a disability claim, too many people, in my opinion, are denied benefits. And it's unfortunate because usually they don't give you any knowledge that that's going to happen. All of a sudden, you just are looking for something. It's not coming. Another thing they'll do is they'll say, hey, you don't deserve any more benefits. In fact, perhaps Social Security will have started for you if it has. They may say that you owe them money, which is another ploy to get you terrified and figuring out because most people don't have any resources at this by this time. And so there's a lot, in my opinion, of game playing that goes on where people who've been injured or who are sick tend to get mistreated in this process. And in my opinion, ERISA really does not help people who've been injured. I'm going to go on here. It says, I'm just going to back up a little bit. It says, in 2007, Liberty Life Assurance Company of Boston, Liberty, the plan's claims processor, terminated Mayer's benefits after a June 2007 letter misquoted plan language. I need you to hear that again. After a June 2007 letter misquoted plan language, do not be surprised if you get something that is misquoted to you. So make sure that you actually go back and read the plan and you honestly know what it says. And do not necessarily take employers or insurance companies' word for what's in that plan. Make sure to get a copy way in advance before you actually are injured or become sick. It's a lot easier to get it then than afterwards. I'm going to go on. It says, Liberty concluded in a corrected September 2007 letter that Mayer was no longer totally disabled, defined in Section 2.10 of the Massachusetts General Hospital Long-Term Disability Plan, which is the primary plan document. First of all, I have to stop again. First of all, most of the long-term disability plans have a lot of fine print, and most people, first of all, usually don't think they're going to need to use their long-term disability policy because it's not really something they're interested in. And in my opinion, most insurance companies, employers know that. And so a lot of things they place in there are things that people think that they're never going to have to come up against. And if you're one of the unfortunate that does, it can be really problematic. So just make sure that you actually go ahead and take a look and do your best to actually get an individual long-term disability plan, because at this point, ERISA is for group policies, and in my opinion, they take away a lot of the rights of people who are injured or become sick. Because each, if you look in your section, you'll find, I suspect, depending on the type of company you're working for, you're going to find something that's similar to this that provides them with some kind of out that no one would be actually able to not be defined by. So when you come across it, don't be surprised. But if you see it there, know that if you become disabled at your current company, that they probably are not going to treat you fairly, in my opinion at least. Quote, the Massachusetts General Hospital Long-Term Disability Plan, primary plan document as such complete incapacity resulting from medical, determinal, physical, and mental impairment as prevents the participant from performing any and every duty of any occupation or employment for which he or is reasonably qualified by education, training, or experience. Basically, this section says that if you can do anything, and in my opinion, some of these are set up to say, if you can breathe, then you can work, which we all know that breathing is no prerequisite for work. And there's a lot of things that go into being able to do a job competently on a regular basis. So in my opinion, a lot of these things are just clauses to allow them to try to get out of actually paying long-term disability. Another thing I wanted to note was that in a lot of cases, you might have insurance companies that have individual practices, but those companies are really linked to different insurance companies. So you might be thinking that their insurance companies may appear to be separate from them, but in fact, primary amount of work that is done for that law firm comes from an insurance company or an employer. Okay, I'm going to go on. It says, quote, this determination was based in part on medical assessments more fully described below, but also on covert surveillance videos showing Mayer driving, walking, jogging, bending over, flying a kite, and lifting her three-year-old child. The most comprehensive assessment was done by Dr. Robert Milstein, a medical consultant at Liberty. I have to stop here for a minute. Most independent medical exams, in my opinion, are not, especially when they're given from doctors who basically are paid by the insurance company or your employer, are not independent medical exams. One of the best things I say is to go out on the internet, look up that person who you're actually going to be seeing. Typically, you will find information from other people that they've examined, and you will be able to tell immediately how fair, and at least in my opinion, how reputable they're going to treat you when you're examined. Okay, I'm going to go on here. The determination was based in part on medical assessments more fully described below, but also on covert surveillance videos showing Mayer driving, walking, jogging, bending over, flying a kite, and lifting her three-year-old child. The most comprehensive assessment was by Dr. Robert Milstein, a medical consultant at Liberty, who based his judgment on review of Mayer's medical file. He confirmed diagnosis by Mayer's personal physician of her fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, but determined that none of them prevented Mayer from working. I'm going to stop here for a minute. Remember that, unfortunately, their interest, in my opinion, isn't to actually determine and assess where you are. Their major goal is for their investors and their bottom line, that they want to keep the money that was set aside in case you were injured. They do not wish to pay out those claims. And to me, that's unfortunate because you have people who've been injured who need that in order to sustain the quality of their life, to get the things that they need while they're not able to work. And most of these companies realize that most families are only one paycheck away from being a very difficult situation. So they're hoping that you will just crawl back, since you're not able to work, crawl back to work, and then they'll be able to fire you because you aren't able to do your job because you're disabled, and then they won't have to pay. To me, there's something wrong with that picture. I wish I could say that this type of behavior or actions were unusual. However, many injured are subjected to the same treatment, and in my opinion, many corporations go to great lengths not to pay out on claims that employees pay on each pay period. Therefore, read the fine print of your policy and reconsider purchasing an individual policy versus a group policy where more options are available if treated unfairly. I'm just truly amazed. I'm going to go down a little further and read a couple things. I do recommend you to go out because if you are actually dealing with a long-term disability claim, you will find many things in here that you might be surprised about, or if they happen to you, you'll realize it's not unusual for you. Another thing that's really unfortunate is that most of the time, these claims can take anywhere from 2 to 10 years to resolve, which, of course, they can hold out for because they have resources that can get them through. It's only people who've been injured who have few resources that are drained, and that's what they're counting on, that you'll give up, get discouraged, and just crawl up and fall apart or something. I'm not sure what essence is on that, but what I do know is that you should choose not to do those things. I say stand, state what's going on with you, fight for your benefits, talk to your neighbors. If there's a company or employer or insurance company that is treating you unfairly, let other people know. That is the best thing you can do because then they will not be insured with that company. And pretty soon that company will either have to change their ways or they'll go out of business because they'll have to keep finding people who know nothing about their practices. Okay, I'm going to go into this another section. Quote, Mayor reported that her activities were varied on the extent of her pain, nausea, and opportunity to pre-medicate for activities, but that she generally spent most of her days in bed. In over 90 hours of surveillance, the most damaging evidence the MGH plan can identify is 15 minutes during which Mayer carried a bucket or flower pot and 30 minutes during which Mayer played with her 3-year-old son in the park. On 10 of the 19 days on which surveillance video is available, Mayer engaged in no activity. On other days, Mayer was shown sitting or standing outside her house with her husband for about 20 minutes, end quote. You know, one of the things I really want to stress here is that because you filed a claim against them, they think that you have no life. You have a life. And any time you can find ways to enjoy and make it better, do so. Do not be intimidated and harassed by surveillance. And by the way, surveillance can far exceed the 90 hours they're talking about of surveillance. Harassment and intimidation by these people, I personally believe, can go on for years. Legally or illegally, that's a whole nother question. Make sure you keep your camera available and you document what these people are doing to you. Because if you don't do that, no one's going to know a lot of the things that you're experiencing. And many people think they're out there and this is happening just to them. When it comes to money, in my opinion, these people will do too many things they shouldn't do to keep it. Regardless of surveillance, you go ahead and continue to make sure that you get better, you keep trying to improve, you keep trying to do whatever you can to make your life better. In my opinion, many of them just want to make your life miserable, and they want to make you, quote-unquote, in my opinion, pay for filing a claim that you deserve, in my opinion. And I personally believe Congress, you should look at ERISA and change the laws so that disabled people do not go through this kind of stuff. It's tragic that we have a society that feels that because they have the power and the money and the lobbyists in our capital that they can do whatever they want to average citizens. I don't want to get my feather dandered, so I'm going to go ahead and read a couple other ones. You know, in my opinion, surveillance is the main mechanism of intimidation of injured and sick people. It serves as punishment for asking for benefits from insurance companies or employers who agreed to pay while there was no claim. Only when insured, which is the people injured, requests for assistance is surveillance used in order to hold on to the benefits belonging to the injured. Therefore, choose whom you work for wisely and whom you carry your insurance policy with, because your future may depend on it. Dealing with chronic pain is a very personal issue with complex situations. I often think about whether MJ, which is Michael Jackson, would make the same decisions after being injured in the Pepsi commercial where he possibly began using pain medication. It's definitely a personal decision for each person living with chronic pain. None of the options, in my opinion, come without risk or complete relief. In my opinion, the same rules which apply for Social Security disability should be followed by insurance companies and employers, especially since most of their policies require application for SSDI. In my opinion, SSA, which is Social Security Administration, is used as a tool for private corporations to deny benefits because of its lengthy process and difficulty in getting awarded benefits, therefore allowing a way of escape clause in their policies. This leaves many unfortunate people injured, broke, and with little or no pathway to stand up for their rights. A program with lobbyists for corporate America, while leaving individuals to mainly fend for themselves, demonstrates the dysfunction in a system that is supposed to protect the injured. In order for the outcomes of these cases to be fair, ERISA laws must be changed. When the laws favor insurance companies or employers, justice is set aside and the sick and injured will continue to suffer in silence for the most part. Regardless of the outcome, continue to live for your life. Regardless of the outcome, continue to live life to the fullest. Your life belongs to you, not harassers. Seek to improve it. The psychological abuse this treatment entails is meant to deter you from achieving goals of recovery, in my opinion. Continue to move forward one step at a time. Your life is worth much more. Focus on you. This document is well worth the read. Now for my commentary on you and daily planning after a car accident. Daily planning helps get more out of each and every day, especially when injured. Planners are lightweight, inexpensive, and easy to carry. They can be a big help in staying organized and document experiences. Information can be retrieved with less effort, and when used from the start, keep you prepared and informed. Otherwise, it's easy to become overwhelmed at a time that can already be filled with confusion. Determine what is the best time and day to complete any task you are up to. Sometimes it will be easy to complete, other days the time may need to be extended. Recognize your current condition must be respected in order to move forward. Patience is the key component in recovery. Determine how much help will be needed to accomplish daily living goals. A daily planner will also help keep up with major milestones in your recovery, along with documenting the journey. By using a planner, appointments, journaling about pain levels, along with tips on dealing with general car accident concerns, brings hopes and encouragement through the trials and tribulations. Realize it will end. Nothing goes on forever, yet if dealing with surveillance, realize it will end. Nothing goes on forever, yet if dealing with insurance, they might want you to believe this is the case. Stay strong through whatever comes your way. Remember, you didn't ask to be placed in this position, but you can get organized, document, and focus on your recovery. A daily planner can help you achieve this goal. Again, comments on topic articles reviewed today are my opinion and have no association with the writers. The most helpful calendar is one that meets your needs. Make sure to keep car accident documentation and personal information separate. That's important to say again. Make sure to keep car accident documentation and personal information separate. Otherwise, your personal information may end up in public situations. There are many free calendars available on the internet, along with calendars on most cell phones. Car Accident Weekly Planner by Astra is a paperback which specializes in documenting the journey faced when in a collision and is designed to help make organization, preparation, and information for the injured person a more pleasant experience. You can find calendars among Google searches. You can do Yahoo searches. You can do Bing searches. There are a lot of them out there that can meet your needs. Google actually listed 7 reasons to use Google Calendar, which I thought were great, and I thought I would just share those with you. Number one would be share your schedule if you were sharing your schedule with others. Get your calendar on the go. Never forget another event. Send invitation and track RSVPs. Sync with your desktop application. You can work offline, and it's free. So many of the other articles or other calendars give you something similar to those. So So just go out and check. If you want something that's more specialized for your car accident injury, I would recommend my calendar, the 2014 Car Accident Weekly Planner, and it's available at Estra's official website on Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger. And next week it'll also be out on eBay. It is designed with your needs in mind. It's the little things that make an injured person's day bearable. Having help in organizing information can reduce the daily hassles and stress faced. Again, the 2014 Car Accident Weekly Planner is currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, which is available at all major bookstores, and 2014 Calendar Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's link. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity.org, InternetArchives.org, Force M, Laura Laptop, and Demimus, along with other artists, and also the articles that were shared in today's program. Spooky Car Accident Scares is next week's show. So make sure to tune back in again next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra. And also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's blog for videos.